You are listening to PesticideTruths.com.
An update on the Canadian pesticide ban from our friend Pam Charbonneau, the Ontario Ministry of Agriculture turf grass specialist from the Guelph Turf Grass Institute. A pesticide ban was enacted in Ontario, Canada, that went into effect in the spring of 2009. This ban effectively removed all traditional pesticides from being used on home lawns and municipal grounds. Golf courses were exempt from the ban but are currently following very stringent IPM plans that involve enormous amounts of paperwork and educational certification. The biggest surprise from my perspective so far is how people do not seem to be bothered by the ban any longer. Homeowners have come to accept the weed issues in the early spring, and now that most of the dandelion flowers have been mown off, the lawn looks great from the curb. The other interesting surprise from the industry perspective is that most companies have been able to remain successful through the ban by offering additional cultural practices, such as aeration, overseeding, more regular fertilization. There appears to be recognition that without pesticides, there's greater need for supplemental culture to enhance the health of the lawn and avoid the need from pesticides. A note about pesticides alternatives. The lack of access to traditional materials has spurred interest in alternative products such as high rates of sulfate for selective weed control, which is found in a Fiesta herbicide sold by the Scotts Company, corn gluten meal, and nematodes for grubs. Of these, the Fiesta seems to have achieved a moderate level of success. From research at Guelph, it appears that 2 to 3 applications during the spring into summer can provide significant selective control of broadleaf weeds. In fact, the data indicate complete control of narrowleaf plantain is possible with a single application. The challenge is ahead. While there have been some successes with products such as Fiesta, others such as Serator, biological weed control, and the use of nematodes for grub control have not been as successful. In fact, grubs still remain a major problem, and most are having to reestablish areas after severe damage. There's growing interest in endophytic grasses from surface feeding insects, but still, this is slow to be adopted.
Dirty bit.